News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica has indicated that over the next fiscal year, there is significant potential for growth beyond the projections under the Extended Fund Facility with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. According to the country's chief planning agency, while the GDP growth target is 1.5% to 2%, there is prospect for up to 3% growth for the 2015-2016 fiscal year. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says the projection is based on identified projects in sectors such as tourism and renewable energy.
The PIOJ also identified a series of projects beyond those for the next fiscal year in areas of integrated resort development, port and infrastructure, ICT, which along with anticipated developments in relation to the medium and small enterprise sector and the provisions for additional venture capital funds being established would see even greater potential in the subsequent fiscal year 16-17.
Minister Phillips was speaking at a post-cabinet retreat press briefing last Wednesday. Newly installed Commissioner of Police Dr. Carl Williams is assuring that under his leadership, the members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force will be held to the highest standards of integrity. Commissioner Williams says the leadership of the JCF will ensure there is accountability and transparency at all levels of the organization. In seeking to make Jamaica safer, Commissioner Williams asserts that the members of the JCF will discharge their duties with impartiality and a firm commitment to the rule of law.
This will assure every Jamaican of their right to equal treatment under the law and ensure that no citizen is seen as above the law, whether they are a member of the public, a police officer, or a public official.
Dr. Williams was addressing a change of command ceremony at the Police Officers Club in St. Andrew last Monday, where he officially assumed command of the JCF from Acting Commissioner Glenmore Hines. The Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, ESET, is reporting that by 2018, electricity costs should go down by as much as 30%. ESET Chairman Dr. Vin Lawrence says several entities have presented proposals to the enterprise team to build and operate new power generation and feedstock facilities supplying electricity to the national grid. The entities include Jamaica Public Service, Jamalco, and Allpart. Dr. Lawrence says with the injection of several new base load generating plants from these entities, a reduction could be possible on a phased basis as early as 2015.
We think it will come in on a phased basis, beginning with Bogue next year, and it will increase gradually up to in excess of 30%. But by 2018, we're sure it should be in excess of 30% reduction. It will significantly improve the voltage stability and grid security, and we certainly will have significantly lower technical losses.
Three additional courtrooms have been provided at the Supreme Court on King Street, downtown Kingston, increasing the number to 15. They're located on a building being refurbished by the Ministry of Justice under its multi-million dollar Justice Square project, incorporating further development of the area in the immediate precincts of the Supreme Court. The new courtrooms are being used for the 2014 Michaelmas term of the Home Circuit Court. Work is underway to develop the remaining four courtrooms. Chief Justice Zayla McCullough says the new facilities will greatly resolve space constraints at the Supreme Court. And the Jamaica Customs Agency is advising that motorcycles now require an import permit from the Trade Board prior to being shipped to Jamaica. A release from Jamaica Customs says the requirements are in accordance with the motor vehicle import policy. Changes to the policy also stipulate that motor vehicle parts, such as pickup cabs, pickup beds, and truck cabs, now require import permits from the Trade Board prior to importation. Additionally, returning residents can now import motor vehicles up to 10 years old. However, Jamaica Customs is reminding that under normal circumstances, cars and motorcycles being imported should not exceed 5 years, while light commercial vehicles should not exceed 6 years. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.